Hi, everyone. Of Tea with the Northern Duchess. I'm just so glad to be back, and I'm hoping that you're still tuning in with our series. We're very excited about it, and this particular episode is episode number 2. So we're going to get into the beginning of the intro of the episode. As you know, that this is a 8-part series, and we had episode number 1 back in February. However, as a medical student, it's quite difficult to predict my schedule at this point. And here we go with episode number 2, treating and preventing lymphatic cancer, fibroids, and tumor recipe. Yes, I have the recipe. So I'm hoping that you're going to be able to not only utilize the recipe, but also be able to share it with others, because that's really what it's about. It's about sharing information. So I'm going to begin with the intro of episode number 2, and I normally begin by just reading the episode details, so let's go. How to prevent and survive blood cancer. This is the 8-part series, and we're on episode number 2. The lymphatic system is the body's disease-fighting network. It includes the lymph nodes, spleen, thymus, gland, and bone marrow. The main types of lymphoma are Hodgkin's lymphoma and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Symptoms include enlarged lymph nodes, fatigue, and weight loss. The systematic treatment may involve chemotherapy, medication, radiation therapy, and rarely stem cell transplants. But the naturopathic treatment in this episode and previous episodes are about to be decoded. So while there are systematic forms of therapeutic care that I am studying as an oncology hematology student, I must tell you that in addition to those treatments, there are other ways that you can help sideline this metabolic disease, because that is basically what it is. Let's give a little small, now you can go back because there are series prior to this, I think there's a 6-part series prior to this one that goes into far more detailed information about the disease and how the disease impacts, and likewise, and how it can be prevented. You can go back on those videos, and I suggest that you do. Get acquainted with the beginning portion of the series so that you can properly correspond it to exactly what we're discussing. I'm on air, of course. I'm not going to open up the mic. At the end of the series, I may open up the mic, but as for now, this is strictly informational. So, yes, I see the lines lighting up, but I am going to continue so that we can get through the information. And towards the end, we'll pull in some information, some questions and what have you of the series, maybe towards the final episodes. So let's talk about the forms of lymphatic cancer that we're talking about in addition to the byproducts and toxins that create these illnesses. We're going to talk about the toxins that cause cancer that a lot of people are not aware of, but cancer is metabolic, which means it's a chemical reaction involved in maintaining the living state of cells and organisms. So basically that means that is your entire living state, and it is compository of cells and blood and mainly water. But here are the causes: synthetic drugs, chemicals, processed foods, denatured foods, preservatives, and carcinogens, environmental slightly, and predispositional is also a way that it can become activated within one's system. However, there are detours that you can take if you do have a predisposition to cancer. And one of those detours is actually exactly what we're talking about today. It begins with you and cleaning up the system. Because all of these byproducts and toxins, they build up in your system and in your body. Why? Why do they build up in our system and in our body? Because we're not cleaning the system. We're not cleaning the body. And it is resulting in our lymph returning to the toxins and returning to the symptoms and creating tumors. So when the blood is not clean, your blood and your lymphs, they begin to create toxins and tumors and cancer. Now, you're asking me, well, you listed the causes as synthetic drugs, chemicals, processed foods, denatured foods, preservatives. Which one is the key one that is going to be eliminated, the eliminating factor? Well, let's look at the list, synthetic drugs. In order to get off of the synthetic drugs, you have to do what? You have to alkaline the blood. You have to purify the body and the blood. Therefore, the first thing that needs to be tackled is getting the blood alkaline, getting the acid out of the blood, correct? So synthetic drugs, the chemicals, preservatives. Okay, so those are the things that we need to utilize as the measures that need to be met. So in order to meet those measures to get off of the drugs, that means we have to eliminate the processed and the denatured foods. That means we need to eliminate the preservatives and the environmental disposition and predisposition for cancer will take care of themselves. Because you want to, when you climb a mountain, you don't stop at the top of the mountain and go down. You start at the bottom. You start at the foundation. So what is the foundation of cancerous growth? Your environment is very difficult to change. Your predisposition is very difficult to change. So let's knock those out. Carcinogens are very difficult but not impossible to change. But what is a right now, at this moment, at this second, it's lunchtime, thing that I can change? Well, I can tackle the chemicals. I can tackle the processed foods. I can tackle the denatured foods. I can tackle the preservatives simply by changing the plan that I utilize to eat. I don't like to use the word diet, but I can use the eating formula that you choose. Those factors will then create me to have an ability to have myself functioning for their self, and guess what that does? That then takes me off of synthetic drugs. So now you have half of the battle won. The next would be environmental and predisposition, and guess what happens there? Those things begin to fall into place because the body can now fight for you, with you, not against you. So that's a dynamic gift to be made aware of in any format, is to be able to have your system fighting for you. So I'm going to just give a little brief comprehension of the dietary manner in which you can not only prevent, but you can also, if you happen to have any of the diseases already, you can still utilize these to be able to keep the body balanced. And keeping the body balanced begins with utilizing certain organic herbs and vegetables to give you the balancing of the system, the cleansing of the blood, the removal of the toxins. The first way
would be to balance the diet. Eliminate eggs, meat, milk, anything that causes acidity. And everyone has access to the internet. So it's not difficult now to go online and find out exactly what foods are alkaline versus what foods create high acidity. In the description panel, I've linked my website and all my details that you can utilize in addition to the series that are listed below to help govern comprehension of what they look like, what they speak to, and how readily available they are, and how significantly they impact. So let's start with the recipe. You ready? With the recipe, we're 11 months old, and with the recipe, I want to make sure that I have enough time to give it to you so that you can think about it and really break it down and realize how simple this is. It is not complex. This is something that, this is the recipe that every recipe in your recipe book trumps, because every recipe, and many of them, I won't say every, but many of them have contributed to the illnesses that you have been diagnosed with. So we're going to look into the recipe of all recipes. Cancer and any tumors, fibroids, anything that is impacting the lymphatic system impacts the entire system, because the lymphatic system is the blood. So everything is triggered from the blood that you pump through your body. If it's pumping slow, then your blood is sick. If it's pumping thick, then your blood is sick. It should be thin and it should be moving at a rapid rate. So let's go into the recipe. I'm just going to give you the ingredients at first, and then we'll go into a little bit about how it is used. Because if you go in the backdated videos that I have, you can clearly see the value of each one of these products because I detail them. So you go into the back videos, and you can look into all the benefits of them. They're listed, okay? They're listed right here on Blog Talk Radio, and if you go to ChastityChild.org, you can go to the YouTube channel, and you can find every bit of information to help you to learn about the beneficial benefits of these ingredients. The one ingredient that begins the entire recipe is bentonite clay. Bentonite clay from volcanoes. So that is something that comes from God. So that is one of the ingredients. The other ingredient is apple. The other, turmeric. The other, lemon with the skin on. The other, ginger. The good ginger, not the ginger that's weak, but the ginger that's hot. And the other ingredients that are optional, but I would say utilize, is coconut water and garlic, because garlic radically fights cancer. But those are just two additional bits that you can add to this recipe for those that are currently diagnosed with active cells. I would say utilize the garlic and make sure that it is in a good measure to the other ingredients, equal measure or even a bit more. So this is how these ingredients come together. So when you're juicing one jar, one mason jar, it would include the amount that could fill one mason jar of apples, turmeric, lemon, ginger, and garlic to coconut water. So let's just be clear here. You're going to have the coconut water to balance out the ingredients, and you don't want thick, clumpy, whatever apples, turmeric, lemon, and ginger that is garlic that is seasonally available that you can get your hands on. Put in like 4 apples, 2 turmeric, 3 lemons, and probably 6 heads of garlic, of ginger and garlic, if you could, 6 fingers of that. And then I'd go in with my coconut water to just kind of make sure that the juicer is taking it all down. So I would probably use half of the coconut water through the beginning process of the blend, and then I'd use the second coconut water through the second half of the blend. And then you take that entire concoction and you add 1 teaspoon of the bentonite clay. So you stir that bentonite clay into that juiced mixture and you drink them. You drink 3 cups per day. And I would say to utilize that as often as you would utilize taking a routine therapy. For instance, you go to the gym 3 days a week. There you go. You don't want to overdo it. A lot of people just juice and they juice and they juice and they juice every day. No. Juicing is something quite like medicine. Once you've juiced, guess what? It is so condensed and it is so much natural elements of healing that you don't have to turn around and continue to juice and juice and juice because you don't want to desystemize the ability of the product to systematically and molecularly align the cells and clear out the disease and clear out the cells that are trying to re-regulate themselves. No, you don't want to overdo anything. Everything needs to be balanced. Even healthy products need to be balanced. So there you have it. That is the recipe. Otherwise, you're going to have a recipe for disaster. And we're going to encourage you to avoid anything that is not created to heal. Cancer is a very deadly disease, but it is not a disease that God did not create a solution to. God created man and the body, and he did not create it for illness and suffering. If we are suffering and we are ill, it is because of we ourselves and not him.
Last bit
here before I go.
I'm going to just take a quick look at my notes and make sure that I covered everything that I really wanted to, because we only have a half an hour here. Also, coloring is important. That's one thing that I don't believe that I mentioned. Food coloring, which you'll find a lot.
Oftentimes, even down to the fruits and veggies, they're coloring them to try to make them look appealing. So anything that you cannot validate as a functioning God-created item, avoid. That's how I choose to eat. In addition, I just want to go over the last piece here. This is an important piece. About 19 minutes. As my naturopathic teacher taught me, and that is how I did so well in medical school, because I began in naturopathic medicine and slid into medicine. So a lot of my work was already out and it was easily reviewed and utilized to help me to go forward with the program that I chose. So it is not only about seeking, but getting your feet on the ground begins with you putting one foot in front of the other. So in respect to my colleagues, my medicinal colleagues that do utilize chemotherapy as a therapy for cancer, I still must pay homage to my naturopathic physician, Dr. Patrick Delves, who said something that I believe extremely in truthfulness, I feel that this is the only truth. You cannot cure a toxic disease with a toxic therapy. Chemotherapy is toxic. It is not only toxic to the body, but it is toxic to the organ. And many people that engage in chemotherapy are normally given a period of time until it returns. So I'm telling you the things that you don't hear unless you get a diagnosis. But I'm not just telling you those things. I'm also giving you the tools you need to make sure that those things don't happen. So as a result, I'm going to encourage you to share, follow, subscribe, do everything within your power to pay this forward. Because in order to get your feet moving, it means that one foot has to go in front of the other. So it may have been my foot right now at this moment, at this second, but your foot can precede it. All you have to do is press the like button and the share button. All who have ears, if they don't choose to share, like, and look into the information, they may choose to suffer for lack of knowledge. But at least you will have had known that you did your part. And at the end of the day, that's all that we can do. So I'm thankful to have shared this moment with you, and I believe I have God's will, six more series episodes of this to go. Yes. Okay. Thank you. It's nice to have in studio helpers and sisters and loved ones that are in your corner, and I'm thankful to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So we have six more episodes in this series to go, and rightfully so, because lymphatic cancers tend to attack the body in ways that a lot of physicians are trying to help with the typical mannerism of medicinal cares, but then they are beginning to work in conjunction with naturopathic doctors to really slow down the stream of diagnoses, because the diagnoses are coming in much faster than the long-term cases that are effectually healed. So by his stripes, I'm going to check right on out, and I'm going to be prayerful that you will do all the things that I mentioned and consider them as well. Before you do anything, look into my other videos, find out what they are and how they speak to you and how they can potentially speak to your illnesses or preventing any illnesses from coming. But an ounce of cure beats a pound of prevention. So you don't want to be walking around trying to figure out how to get well when you're sick. You want to be doing everything while you're healthy to stay that way. All righty. In Christ, you have a great day.